Let's take our Bibles tonight. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. You're going to be in verses 14 through 17. So Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckoned that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. Now let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, again, we ask that you would bless our time together tonight. I pray, Lord, you would establish our thoughts, because, Father, we commit this hour to you. And, Father, we ask that you would teach us through your word. And, Father, that you would guide us. Lord, that you would encourage us. Lord, exactly what we want to be in the center of your will tonight. You know what each and every one of us needs. And, Father, we just ask that you would guide us. Lord, be with the children and Kid Venture. Lord, bless their time. Lord, through their Bible study, the games that they'll play. Father, I ask you to watch over, protect them, keep them safe. As always, Father, we do want to hear from heaven. We want you, Father, to be glorified. We want Christ to be lifted up. Father, we never want to go through an hour, Lord, where it's just routine, but, Father, where it is something that's special to us, something that we look forward to, something that we desire, Lord, to find gold nuggets, Lord, throughout your word, things that are precious, Lord, things that will help us in our daily life, things that will help us in our relationship with you. And Father, we do thank you that we do have a relationship with you and that you truly have put a new song in our heart. Father, I ask that you would please bless our time, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. In James chapter 1, verse 17, the Bible says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. And I love the fact that God blesses us with blessings, the fact that he pours out his blessings upon us, that he is involved in our lives, that he is always doing wonderful things in our lives, even when we don't even see what he's doing. He's always working in our life. And tonight I want us to see through these verses, there's some truths I want us to see, some truths that will encourage us, truths that will help us to keep moving forward in our faith. Truths that will remind us of the grace of God, the love of God, the mercy of God in our life, and some truths that hopefully will continue to help us to draw closer to the Lord, because we serve an awesome God who does truly bless us with just innumerable blessings that we just cannot, again, I mean, there we should recognize every day, even throughout today, we should recognize things that God did for us. But there are things that God does do that sometimes we don't recognize, we don't see, whether it was that he was keeping us safe from an accident by allowing some slow poke to be in front of us to keep us from going as fast as we normally would go, or to get, you know, we're in a hurry many times and you have someone pull out in front of you and they should be going 50, but it seems like they're going 2 miles an hour. And yet you find out later on, once you get up the road, that, you know, there's an accident and God spared you from being in that accident. God is just a wonderful God who is always doing wonderful things in our lives. But tonight through these verses, I just want us to be reminded of some truths in God's word, because though he does guide our steps, because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, yet he's given us of his Holy Spirit to lead us in the life that we're living, to lead us in the world that we're living in. When you look at verse 14, the Bible says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Again, to remind us again tonight, just even to help us to even understand the fact that God's given us of his Holy Spirit, not just to spiritually guide us through his word, but to guide us through this world that we live in, to help us to have some insight and some wisdom in things that are happening in this world and will continue to happen. We're all different ages in here, but we can look back and just see. Hopefully you can look back and see where the Holy Spirit of God has led you at different times, or he's given you some wisdom, some insight, where he's even kept you back from some danger. Like I mentioned, there's just times where you and I are kept back from accidents that we didn't realize that we could have been in an accident. You probably have had some even near miss accidents where just basically, as we would say, by the skin of your teeth, you just missed being in an accident. Someone swerving in front of you or right behind you, just wow, you know, that's just so close. But again, we have things in life that God's given us the Holy Spirit to help guide us and to lead us, and I believe he is neglected and ignored more times than not. Not saying necessarily anybody in this room tonight, but just in general, some Christians ignore the Holy Spirit of God that's been given to them to guide them and to lead them. And God's word says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, led by the Spirit of God. Look at verse number 9 of Romans chapter 8. We'll look at some different verses tonight. Romans chapter 8, verse number 9, the Bible says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. Now, obviously, as a child of God, you have the Spirit of the Lord in you. You have the Holy Spirit in you, and the Holy Spirit's been given to us to help guide us, yes, to comfort us, to guide us into all truth, as Jesus said, but again, also to guide us through our life, because there are times where we cannot see danger, but the Holy Spirit will move you at different times to help you to avoid danger. And sometimes he will move you to help you to get somewhere quicker than you normally would have gotten there. Because, again, at times we're kind of slow at getting things going. I just remember a time where it was a Saturday. My wife was, she was off with the ladies at a ladies' meeting a few hours away from our home and from our church. And I remember just going through the day. I had the kids. We had three at the time, or four at the time. We had Emily. She was still quite young, but we had four at the time. So I had the three boys. Emily was with her mom at the ladies' meeting. I just remember just as the day got closer when I should be going to church to meet the van there, I could tell it just seemed like something wasn't quite right. Something was going on I wasn't aware of, and I could just sense the fact the Holy Spirit was kind of pushing me to get going and leave the house and get to the church. And I got there, I stopped by and picked up some food for the kids and picked up even some food for the pastor's kids, because I knew that he had his son there, and they were good friends with our sons. And I just remember getting there, getting to church. Not really, no. I mean, I was kind of really early than what I should have been, but I thought, no big deal. You know, the kids can hang out with their friend. And as soon as I pulled in, the pastor come right over from the parsonage, which was just a couple, just a few 50 feet, 100 feet from the church. And he came over with his son and said, can you watch him? Because I have to go to the county jail. He had to go to the county jail to go help somebody. And he was kind of hoping somebody would come early. I remember that just times where the Holy Spirit will either keep you from danger or help you to get somewhere because of what God is doing and what God wants to do in your life and how he wants to use you at different times. But I want you to understand, look with me at Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. You know the Holy Spirit's been given you to seal you until the day of redemption, as the Bible says, but also to guide you. Again, I just want us to be reminded tonight that we do have a guide. We have a spiritual guide, and that is the Holy Spirit of God that we have to be sensitive to. We have to lean upon. We have to not quench or grieve, but we have to, our ears have to be sensitive to the voice of God and to the leading of God. The Holy Spirit In Galatians chapter 5, you look at verse 16 through 18. The Bible says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh." We understand the flesh will never agree with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will never agree with our flesh, which means the Holy Spirit will never lead us to do something contrary to the Word of God or contrary to the character of God. All right, so again, the flesh and the Spirit, they lust against each other. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. And we are to be led by the Holy Spirit. Again, God's given us His Spirit, and we have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Again, the Holy Spirit's been given to lead us into all truth, and yes, the Holy Spirit does guide us through Scripture and helps us to understand Scripture, and we do have to listen to the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit, again, has also been given us as a guide through this life so that we are not walking in darkness, so we're not walking contrary to the nature of God and contrary to the Word of God. The Holy Spirit of God will always lead us in the right direction. Holy Spirit of God will always lead us to do what is right and to walk in righteousness and not in the flesh. Look with me, if you would, at John chapter 16. John chapter 16. So we've been given the Holy Spirit to be our guide, and it's a gift from God. It's guidance. It's a gift of guidance from God so that we're not walking around in spiritual darkness and even physical darkness, so the Holy Spirit can and will guide us at different times. But again, we have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. We have to recognize the Holy Spirit is real, that He is part of the Trinity. Again, I know we live in a day and age where they want to get rid of genders, and they want to go gender neutral, and they want you to use pronouns. But listen, the Holy Spirit is a He. As even the Bible tells us, the Holy Spirit is a He. Not a she, not a they, but a He. He is part of the Trinity, and He has been given to us. He has a ministry in our life, and we need to make sure that we follow the Holy Spirit as He guides us, because as He guides us, He will teach us things that we need to learn. In John 16 and verse 13, Jesus says, "Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come." I just, you know, I said that before even reading the verse, and it just, I can't help but to smile that over and over that verse just really simplifies the fact that the Holy Spirit's a He. He, Himself. I mean, just He again, Himself. And just the fact that, again, just that God's given us of His Holy Spirit. All right? And what I want us to understand, yes, the Holy Spirit does teach us the Scriptures, and we do need the Holy Spirit to teach us the Scriptures. I was recently talking to somebody, and they were asking me about a question, They were asking me about a verse in the Bible. They were a little stumped on the verse. They were a little stumped on what Jesus meant by it. And we talked about it, and I kind of just relayed to them that when you get stumped on a verse, one verse, continue reading. Continue reading the rest of the context of those verses, and the Bible will explain itself, and the Holy Spirit of God will help you to be able to understand what the Lord is saying. God's Word is not confusing. Now, again, there are times, again, even where I'm reading and I have to stop and think, and Lord, help me to understand, you know, exactly what You're saying here. How does this relate to me? The Bible never contradicts itself. The Bible is the greatest commentary on the Bible. The Bible will explain itself. And there may be some words you have to look up because it's not words that we use in our today vocabulary. But what I want us, again, to be reminded, the Holy Spirit does teach us. And it is okay to when you are praying or when you're reading your Bible to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you through the Scriptures, to teach you what you need to learn. It's okay to ask him that because he is God. So the Holy Spirit teaches us, and he reveals the scriptures unto us. And while he reveals scripture unto us, he's exalting Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit, look at John 16 and verse 14, just the next verse. The Holy Spirit will never, ever exhort or exalt himself. He always exalts Jesus Christ. In verse 14 of John chapter 16, the Bible says, he shall glorify me. Jesus says, he of the Holy Spirit shall glorify me. He shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Now I want to back up and I want to read verse 13 and 14 together. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Again, the Holy Spirit's been given us to guide us, yes, through the scriptures, but also knows Jesus says in verse 13, he will show you things to come. Understand, the Holy Spirit's not just given to us to guide us through the scriptures, to help us to understand the scriptures, but to help us to understand and see where the scriptures match up to where we're at in our life and what's going on in the world at this very moment as well, because scripture is, it is for today. You know, some people think that, you know, the Bible is archaic, that it's, yeah, it was for back then. It doesn't really apply today. You can't really match anything up to it, but you can. You can match things up to it because when the Bible says resist the devil, yes, the Bible, God is talking about the devil literally. Resist the devil, resist him, his temptations to get angry, to get bitter, to do wrong and all the things that the devil is, you know, resist lying because you're resisting the devil because he is the father of lies, but also to resist the devil, anything that's against the Lord, what society promotes, what the world promotes, resisting the devil, all right, and drawing nigh unto the Lord. So again, as we think about, you go back to Romans chapter 8, and you think about verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God. God's children are led by his Spirit, and we must follow the guide that's been given to us because he will never lead us astray. He will never lead us down a dark path. He'll never lead us off the straight and narrow path that God has placed before us. He's been given to us to guide us into all truth, to guide us into God's will for our life, and help us to understand not only the scriptures, but what's going on in the world and in our life at any given moment. Second thing I want us to see is in verse 15. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. You know, if you were to even back up again to verse 14, the last part, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The second blessing I want us to see tonight is not only do we have the gift of the Holy Spirit's guidance in our life, but we also have the gift of being the children of God through adoption. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption. The fact that we've been adopted into the family of God because of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit witnessing with our spirit that we are the sons of God. We're the children of the Lord. Look at Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Now, these are truths that you know tonight, but I want us to understand that there are sometimes in life and in this world, there are uncertainties. We're not always sure how things are going to turn out in our own life, but we pray and we hope and we trust the Lord. And we don't always know how things are going to turn out in our own country or world. But one thing is for certain, that can never change, because God is the same yesterday, or Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is not a man that he should lie, that once a child of God, always a child of God. The children of God are not the unsaved, but the saved. I've heard people say in my lifetime that all people are the children of God, and not so. Only those that have been born again by the Spirit of God are the children of God. But you look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5 and 6, and again, when we resist the devil, again, there are times where he tries to lie to us and tries to really, he's looking for, remember, he's like a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. He's not looking for the strongest Christian to take down. He's looking for the weak Christian. He's looking for the one that's weak in their faith. He's looking for the one that's lagging behind, the one that is somewhat confused, thinking that they're doing okay when they're not. The predator or the predator always goes after the prey that is the weakest. I mean, if you've watched any documentaries, animal documentaries, if you've seen any type of animals out in the wild, you know that the predator always goes after the weakest prey, the one that's lagging behind, the one that looks sickly, the one that's not paying attention. And the devil is just like that. He is a roaring lion. Yeah, there's times where he just roars to scare the weakest and to get the other ones alert. But I want you to understand that the devil is a defeated foe. We are on the winning side, but we still have to be wise. We still have to be guided by the Holy Spirit, sensitive to the Holy Spirit, and remember that you are a child of God, and once a child of God, always a child of God. In Ephesians chapter 1, when you look at verses 5 and 6, the Bible says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. What a wonderful statement that is. Having predestinated us, all those that he knew and knows will trust Jesus Christ as their Savior. He didn't just die for those that will be saved. He died for all. The fact that he predestinated every single person that will put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ to be a child of God, as it says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, this last part, according to the good pleasure of his will. It was his good pleasure to do it. The fact is that he joys in the fact of us being heirs with God and joint heirs with Christ. He joys in the fact that his kingdom is made up of all nationalities and all tongues. His kingdom is made up of those that he's given life and that he's given eternal life to. Verse 6 says, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. He's the one that obviously adopted us. He's the one that predestinated us to be adopted by Jesus Christ, obviously through his death, burial, and resurrection. The fact that he made us accepted in the beloved. He did it all. We did nothing. And we can joy in the fact that God actually wants us in his family. I know that we live in a very, very, very sick, a very sinful, a very wicked world where there are actually parents who do not love their children. There are actually parents who would sell their children into slavery and do all types of harms and neglect. Just think about in the days of George Mueller, where he started the orphanages because there were so many children just living on the streets because they were neglected by some parents had died because of diseases and stuff, but then other relatives didn't really want to take them in and they weren't really loved. But you had a man that was moved by the Holy Spirit of God to start up an orphanage because he could not bear to see these kids living on the street, not being taken care of, not being nurtured. Saying is, in fact, just as he somewhat adopted them as his own children because he took care of them along with some helpers that he had, the fact that God has brought us into his family. And we'll get to it in a minute, but the fact that we are in the family of God, that we have not only blessings, but we have things that we will possess that God has prepared for us. Look at Ephesians chapter 1 again. Ephesians chapter 1, if you're still there, look at verse 13 and 14. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. I mean, there is a seal upon you that cannot be broken. There is a seal upon you that signifies and declares that you are a child of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that you belong to the kingdom of God, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Just the fact that God has blessed us with the gift of adoption. I want you to look at verse, go back and look at Romans 8:16. Romans 8:16. He says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. The fact is that you and I have the assurance of the fact that we are the children of God. Again, I know these are things that we know tonight, we understand. But again, I think it's a wonderful thing just to think about the fact that God's given us of his spirit to guide us, to teach us all spiritual truths, to guide us through this life. The fact that we are the children of God. I mean, again, don't ever wonder why the world hates you. Don't ever wonder why the world hates Christians and why you're fought against so heavily at times. It's because you are of the royal kingdom. You are of the kingdom of our Heavenly Father. You are a child of the King. You're not just a servant because you are a child of the King. But in Galatians chapter 4, verse 6, the Bible says, and because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Again, we just live in a day and age where there are Christians that are struggling with their relationship with God. There are those that are struggling with knowing whether or not they're saved or not. They've allowed themselves to drift from the Lord. And we have to remind ourselves and even help encourage those that are struggling that if they truly have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, then they truly are a child of God, and that cannot be taken away from them. And it gives us encouragement tonight. It gives us hope that we are on the winning side, that God will lead us in the right direction, and we are the children of light. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, the Bible says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Again, truths that we know, truths that we understand, that you and I, because we are the children of God, because we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of God, that we can come boldly into the throne room of grace. I mean, we come boldly. That's just like my children coming boldly into my room, into my bedroom, asking for anything because they know that as their father, I will give them what they need. I will help them. And you being a parent as well, you know what that is like. You will, you will do what you can for your children. They have access to you. Now, I've never done this, but I know of a pastor who, he's got a larger ministry. But one thing he did, though, when he first went into the ministry is when he got to the church, the first thing he did, the church had a phone line and all that, but he installed a private phone line in his office. So he had two phones. One was the church phone, and the second one was a private line that his family, his wife and kids, could get in contact with him. I mean, that was the phone number that they would call. That way he knew who it was, and he told them that whenever you need it, doesn't matter if I'm in a meeting with somebody, doesn't matter if I'm studying, if you need something, you call that phone. If you come to the church, you come right into my office. You don't need to knock. If I'm meeting with someone, you come right in. That's like our Heavenly Father. I mean, we don't have to wait for an appointment. We don't have to wait for him to get done talking to somebody else. Again, I'm glad that when we pray, the Lord is not, you know, hold on, putting us on hold. Now, I remember back before cell phones. I remember back before voicemail. I even remember all the way back. Remember when you had the rotary dial? And you had to do the one number and all that. I was so excited when we got to the push button numbers. But again, back before they had voicemail and all that, when you called somebody, if they were on the phone, what happened? You got the beep, 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 beep. You have to call back. Beep, beep. Okay, I'll call back in 30 minutes. Beep. It's like, who are they talking to that they're on the phone for an hour and all I get is a busy signal? Aren't you glad, though, when you start praying, you don't hear beep, 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 that you hear God, that God hears you and you can talk right with the Lord because you are a child of God. And God is always waiting for us to come to him. And the fact we have that assurance that we are his children because we have access to our Father. It's just another wonderful blessing that he's given us. He's given us the Holy Spirit to guide us and to remind us of the fact that we do have that important position. We have that position in Christ. We have that position as a child of God, that the Lord will hear us, that the Lord will help us at any given moment. It doesn't matter what time of day it is. Doesn't matter what's going on. Doesn't matter the fact that he's listening to a million other prayers at the same time. He hears every word that you say, every word that comes out of your lips, or the fact every word that just comes out of your heart. Because remember, Hannah was moving her lips, but there was no words coming out. And Eli the priest kind of scolded her, thinking that she was drunk, and she said that she was not drunk. She simply was pouring out her heart to the Lord. I'm glad that God hears every word that we say or every word that's in our heart. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5, the Bible says, "Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." The fact, again, the Holy Spirit obviously witnesses with our spirit that we are the children of God. That's what it says in Romans 8:16. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now notice verse 17, if you would. The Bible says, "And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together." This last truth that I am excited about and I praise the Lord for is the fact that we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. We're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Just to remind us, an heir is one who receives his allotted possession by right of sonship. One who receives his allotted possession by right of sonship. One who has acquired or obtained the portion allotted to him. The fact that you and I are heirs of God. And if children, then heirs of God. The Bible says in Galatians 4:7, "Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ." Now I know that we have a mansion in heaven that's waiting for us. Remember Jesus said that he goes to prepare a place. And if he goes to prepare a place, he will come again. He said in his Father's house were many mansions. And I'm glad that there's a place prepared for me. But I am more excited about the fact that I am an heir of God. Not just of what he's prepared for me, but the fact that I am an heir of God and what I guess who he is. Grace. I'm an heir of his grace. I'm an heir of his love, his mercy. I mean, not just what he can do for me and not what he can just give to me, but the fact is that you and I experience his grace every day and his mercy and his love and his forgiveness each and every day. The fact that we are heirs of God. God has allowed us into this family with no exclusions. Every child of God has this position of being an heir, but also a joint heir, as the Bible says, a joint heir with Christ. Again, a joint heir is a fellow heir, one who obtains something assigned to himself with others. The fact that the Lord Jesus Christ has allowed us to be a part of his kingdom and to be a part of the blessings that come alongside with it. Now, I know, again, that every child of God that's put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ will not be denied heaven. But again, the Bible does teach us, and I didn't look up the verses tonight, but as I think about it, the Bible does show us and teaches us plainly that there's going to be a judgment seat that we stand before. Not the great white throne judgment, but the judgment seat of Christ, where we are judged for the things we do in our life after salvation. The things that we've done or not done that the Lord has asked us to do. Where we've not allowed or we have allowed the Holy Spirit to really work in our life. Where we have drawn closer to the Lord. Just everything will be judged so that we are rewarded or not rewarded for things in our life. Again, just even knowing the fact that there is coming a day where we can receive crowns. crowns to be able to cast at the feet of our Savior should help us to have a desire to want to gain those crowns that he's worthy of so that we can have something to cast at his feet. The fact is we're joint heirs with Christ. Look at Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. I am glad that there will never be a day and never has been a day where the children of God have not been on the winning side, because Jesus Christ has already won the victory. I love the fact, I wish I could, but I love the fact that Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father and he sees the past, present, and future. He already sees everything that's done. He already sees our adversary being cast into the lake of fire. He already sees us being caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord for eternity. He already sees all this. We don't. We're looking forward to it, but the fact that he sees it. Now, if we saw it, it would, I believe, give us more hope, but then our hope is to be based upon the fact that he has already given us the victory. He's already given us the victory. Now, there are things that we have to go through, and there's trials that we have to go through, and things we have to see in our own world, but we have the victory through Jesus Christ. And the fact that he's allowed us to be a joint heir with him. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Understand, Jesus already sees you seated at the marriage supper of the Lamb. He already sees you right there in heaven, though we are here, yet he obviously sees that moment that we are with him. In Ephesians chapter 1, look at verses 5 and 6, same chapter. "Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved." Again, the fact that we are accepted in the beloved. He's made us able to be joint heirs with Christ. He's made us to be able to be an heir of God. I want you to look one last place, Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. Tonight, I just wanted to remind us again and show us the blessings that God has given us. We could even call them these gifts, because the Holy Spirit truly is a gift, because someone who does not have the Holy Spirit of God in their life, they are truly walking in darkness. They have no idea where they're headed. They have no idea what's going on. They have no idea why things happen in this world, yet the Holy Spirit helps us to understand that obviously this world is not a home. We're just passing through. The Holy Spirit helps us to understand how things are progressing and how things are headed towards what the Bible talks about, the end times or the latter days. But someone who doesn't have the Holy Spirit of God, they're doing the best they can and they are stubbing their toes all along the way. They're bumping into things and they're being turned around. They're wandering around just in circles, not knowing where they're going. But you and I have the Spirit of God. We have the Holy Spirit who gives us light in our life, who guides us, who teaches us not only the scriptures, but teaches us what's going on in life, helps us to understand some things. And he reminds us, the Holy Spirit reminds us as he lifts up Jesus Christ, that we are the children of God. You know what? We don't need to be downhearted. We don't need to allow ourselves to, if I can say, to be in the dumps. I heard a preacher one time say, you know, get your chin out of the oatmeal. There's nothing to be grieving over or sad about. As a child of God, we have things to look forward to. And we know that we have somebody who will help us along the way each and every day, someone who will give us insight, someone who will encourage us from the inside, and that is the Holy Spirit of God. So when you look at Philippians chapter 3, look at verse 20 and 21. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21, the Bible says, "For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." Again, we are looking for the Savior. And I'm glad that we have something, as the children of God, we have something to look forward to. We have someone to look forward to. We're looking forward to that day when the trump sounds, the dead in Christ are raised, and we which are alive and remain are caught up in the air to meet the Lord. When we're looking forward to that day, we're looking forward to the blessed hope. We have something and someone to look forward to, and it encourages us in this life. Look at verse 21. Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself? Now, the day that we see our Lord and Savior face to face, we will have our glorified bodies. We will be completely different, and it will be a wonderful day. But right now, he's given us of the Holy Spirit to guide us, to teach us, to help us to understand some things, to help us to be encouraged, to remind us that we do have a God in heaven that we can still count on, we can still look to, we can still run to, we can still hide behind, because he is our shield, he's our buckler, he's our high tower, he is our salvation. So again, as I know you know these things, but again, as we think about the days that we're living in, there are those that do need to be encouraged. There are those that are struggling in their faith. And maybe at different times you have struggled in your faith, and there'll be times that you will struggle in your faith as well. But again, we can rest assured that God's given us the guidance that we need to keep pressing on. God's given us the guidance we need to lead us into all truth, to help us to walk in the light, because we are the children of light, and God is always moving and working in our life, and we know that we are on the winning side.